Joining us is my favorite reporter from Page Six, as well as one of my favorite guests. Please welcome Oliver Coleman to the show. Hi, Ollie.
Hi, thank you for that lovely introduction.
You know what's so weird is I was sure that during the pandemic that the whole celebrity thing would slow down. You know what I mean? That they'd all be in, there'd be no news, but it seems like it's more than ever right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, in the first couple of weeks, it really did slow down. You know, and I was kind of thinking, oh God, you know, people are interested in other things and gossip is going to kind of, you know, really take a back seat. And it was interesting. I mean, there was a couple of weeks period where, there really wasn't much else to talk about, right? Like that was all consuming. And I was surprised and pleased that after a couple of weeks, it kind of just went back to normal. People have a, you know, only have so long where they're able to tolerate the, you know, Jenna's not being in their lives.
It's weird because Page Six is like the place that people go to get the entertainment news. So if celebrities aren't doing anything for the first couple of weeks, what were you guys doing? How were you keeping it all going?
I guess there was a lot of stuff about, you know, what the movie studios were thinking they were going to do in terms of, you know, there obviously wasn't going to be distribution for movies. So there was some sort of industry type stuff that people were figuring out that we were trying to follow along with. But yeah, when people were in, oh, and then another thing, there were some great kind of celebrity moments. Oddly, you remember that crazy Imagine video that was that everyone was, you know,
yes, all the cringy stuff. I forgot, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we were all unified by remembering that we can all hate celebrities together.
That's right. Now they're back in full force. And this week you guys are covering what happened to Simon Cowell. So what happened to Simon Cowell?
Yeah, it's a really scary and kind of surprising story. So he basically had a freak accident on an electric bicycle. So, you know, this is kind of like the most, imagine the sort of Formula One version of those, you know, electric bikes that delivery guys ride around.
Right.
This is one of those, but it does like 50 miles an hour. It goes from 0 to 60 in like 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was having one of these things delivered. He was trying it out. And I guess he was caught out by the fact that these things are very, very powerful. And he changed into Page Six is reporting, but he changed into a lower gear and pulled the accelerator. And this thing just flipped him over, landed right in his back, broke his back in several places. I mean, this is just in like a little courtyard outside his house. This isn't on a racetrack or something. And within, you know, 12 hours or so, he was in emergency surgery for, I think, 6 hours. He got a plate put in his spine.
What? Wow. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And, you know, our sources have said that he's lucky not to have been paralyzed by it. Apparently, the doctor said he was pretty close to severing his spinal cord. So, yeah, scary business.
And this is what happens when you get older. Like, you do things that you would normally do in your 20s, and then suddenly, I mean, what's Simon Cowell? He's got to be like 60 now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, he's 60 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I think, you know, in his mind, he's still 25 and doing crazy stuff. But then your body's like, oh, no, we're 60 now.
Right. Yeah. It's easy to lose track. Yeah.
Yeah. And the weird thing that I thought is, you know, I saw him trending on Twitter and Instagram. And when I went to go look to see what was trending aside from the accident, I thought it was kind of surprising that all the One Direction people, the Directioners, were like, they were happy this happened to him. They hate him. I thought that was so weird. It's like he brought you One Direction. They wouldn't be One Direction without Simon Cowell. And they were all like laughing at him. They had all these like gifs of like somebody crashing into a wall and people laughing at them and stuff. I mean, what's with the hatred of Simon Cowell?
It's only the zealotry, isn't it? Like a teen boy band fan that could produce that kind of hatred.
Right?
Yeah, so it's a funny thing because, yeah, as you say, you would think they would be grateful to Simon Cowell for having kind of created this band that they love. I think the deal is that basically, so that band comes from, you know, the X Factor, the British version of American Idol or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And famously, you know, the people who win those contracts get shoved into these terrible, terrible deals because the record company holds all the cards, right? They're like, look, you won this competition, you can't go anywhere else. And then, you know, part of the point of those shows is that you get these bands that you then funnel into record contracts, right? So they have these sort of, they go into these terrible, very controlling contracts. And that's just par for the course for those guys. It's kind of what you sign up for when you go on the show. And his fans are, their fans are very resentful of that and feel that they're being unfairly treated by Simon.
So we're speaking with Ali Coleman from Page Six. And one of the reasons why I wanted you here is because I have to figure out what's going on with Kanye West. I can't figure out if this is all publicity to promote his new album, Donda, or if he's realized that his fans have kind of like stepped away from him a little. Maybe he needs to do something more outrageous, or if he truly is interested in running for president. Like, what do you make of all this? And what's the latest on him?
I don't know, but if you figure that out, Cooper, I think you should tell Kanye West, because I think that he has no idea either. I think it changes, you know, hour to hour, whatever he's going through emotionally. But yeah, I mean, he's already achieved something pretty remarkable, right? Like he's created something genuinely strange, even within the context of 2020 and 2020 politics. So he put out his sort of campaign platform today, which was it. So, you know, to back up a little bit, he'd kind of been saying that he was going to run for president, and eventually on July 4th, I think it was, he really said, you know, I'm going to do this. He had a sort of bizarre campaign rally where he had this strange and very unsettling rant about how he had tried to convince Kim Kardashian to abort their first child, and
right.
It was all, you know, she did not know that this was going to happen in advance, and it caused some fairly serious problems for them, as it would if your husband just randomly brought that up in a bizarre campaign rally. So and since then he kind of retreated to Wyoming. It's their ranch in Wyoming. It's been very, very strange to watch. Kim Kardashian basically said, listen, you know, the guy's having a, you know, he said that he has bipolar disorder. You know, she basically said he's having a bipolar episode. This is what all this is about. Please be respectful, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, today's latest thing was that he released this campaign platform, and one of the most shocking things about it is some of it kind of makes some sense. You know, it's kind of an interesting.
Really?
I think so. I mean, you know, he's clearly, look, for whatever else Kanye is, he's not a stupid man. You know, he's a smart guy. You know, and he clearly has, you know, interesting thoughts about things. I think they get all tangled up with some weird stuff sometimes, but you know, he's a thoughtful, contemplative guy. And it's interesting because some of the platform is kind of very, very conservative stuff, like, you know, bringing prayer back into schools. Mm-hmm. But then he also has this stuff that's really quite, sounds kind of radical left in a way. You know, he talks about making air and water quality a priority of national security. I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's pretty sophisticated stuff, I think.
Statements. He doesn't say how he's going to do it. Just the way that when he had that rally, it was like he didn't really talk about anything but himself. It's like, how is this a political campaign if all you're talking about is your life and your father? And that's great. How do you feel about the economy? What's your plan for healthcare? Like, how are you going to do it? I feel like, you know, this late in the game, and then the birthday party. I mean, come on, he's that's the party he's running under. This whole thing kind of feels like a joke. It kind of feels like, I know there's a lot of people that are saying that the Trump campaign put him up to this to take votes away from Biden, but that's so insulting. The fact that black people would vote for him just because he's black is like, oh, it's like, that makes me cringe to think about.
Sure, I totally agree. And I don't think it's a joke. I really don't think it's a joke. I think he thinks he means it. But as you say, I don't think he's taken that next step to, all right, well, how am I going to do this? What does this really mean? Why don't I run for, you know, some state senate or something first? Or, you know, he doesn't want to get to that real, you know, nitty gritty. Maybe he thinks that somebody else is going to figure that out for him. I don't know.
So we're talking with Oliver Coleman. Right now you're in London?
I'm in the UK, yeah. I'm about a couple hours north of London.
Okay. I have to know about the UK because I've never been there. Is there just Top Gear and Downton Abbey? Is that the only two things on TV?
No, that's completely insulting and offensive. There's also...
Thank you. I told him that.
Great British Bake Off. So there's three.
The Great British Bake Off. We almost forgot about that one, of course.
Okay, so there's three shows to just keep replaying over and over and over again.
And that's how we choose the prime minister now, whoever wins.
We're speaking with Ali Coleman from Page Six. So the thing about Kanye West, sorry, I got to get back to this because I'm just so fascinated by it. I had a whole chapter in my book about Kim Kardashian. Now I'm mad because I just saw that you had this just amazing piece in Page Six that I don't know how I didn't include this in my book, but you basically gave the Kim Kardashian sex tape an oral history, which is such a good pun. I love that. But it's like Kim Kardashian from the beginning until now. So I'm kind of, here's my two questions for you as a fellow Kim Kardashian expert. Why do you think she didn't know about Kanye West running? Like, what do you make of that relationship? And do you really believe that criminal justice reform is something that she's serious about?
The first part, I think that she probably did know that he was going to do, you know, launch this campaign. I think that she was probably as bewildered by what that was actually going to mean as anybody else. And I think that she doesn't, I think she's in a genuinely difficult situation because I think that she probably thinks that isn't a very good thing for him personally or professionally to do. But I think that she probably doesn't have a whole lot of means for influencing that a great deal. You know, he wants to do it. He's an adult, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they seem to have tried, you know, recourse in terms of, psychiatric holds and that kind of thing. In the past. So, you know, there's only so many things you can do. The second part of the question, I'm sorry, remind me what the second part of the question was.
I'm just kind of curious if you think that Kim Kardashian is genuine about criminal justice reform, if that's something that she truly cares about, and that because it doesn't go with her whole brand, but yet she seems passionate about it. So what do you think that's about?
I think she's genuinely interested in it. I think probably you reached a point, you know, where you spent the last, you know, 10, 15 years making increasingly vapid reality television, and you realize that you have a platform and something to say, and you can use it for something. And don't forget, of course, you know, her father was a very well-respected lawyer. She certainly respects him very highly, and I suspect that she probably thinks that, you know, that would make him proud and make sense of the whole thing to someone like her father, Robert Kardashian. Why would you do this thing?
Right. I agree with him. I mean, his own namesake went and made socks. It's like somebody in the family has to carry on the family tradition. And, you know, part of my theory is that she feels a little bit guilty that her father got O.J. Simpson off, and she feels that she wants to right the wrongs of the world of justice. But Ali, I don't know if this is a scoop for you because I can't really reveal my source, but I have a friend in the entertainment industry, very, very high up, who suggested to me that the reason why she's interested in criminal justice reform is because she is having a sexual relationship with Van Jones, who, you know, is like her partner in all of this, who divorced his wife last year. So that's the implication. That's what people in Hollywood think.
That's amazing. And Van Jones certainly was very closely involved in the particular campaign that she was involved in. But I haven't heard the same, but I'll check it out.
I don't think this is true, but by the way, let me just say that. I do not think this is true. I think this is just people that don't like her and can't imagine that she could be so vapid and then do something so helpful for the world. I mean, I think... I call her the future of celebrity activism. I think that she doesn't have a dog in that fight. You know, she kind of reminds me of like Jon Stewart when he stood up for the 9/11 commission, you know, to help the 9/11 victims get their money. Like that, he had nothing to do with that. That didn't help him in any way. He wasn't trying to improve his brand. He truly saw a wrong that needed righting. And I think that's what she's doing here. But I guess people that are not fans of hers think that this has something to do with her alleged relationship with Van Jones.
Interesting. It's kind of sad that you would have to go that far out of your way to come up with an explanation about why, you know, a woman who is clearly a smart woman would have something to do with that.
Ollie Coleman, thank you so much for coming on the show. I always love talking to you. You're always so interesting and fascinating, and I love that you always have a great angle on things. I always learn more about my favorite subject, which is celebrity.
Oh, that's very kind, and I always love doing it.